The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. Ooh, it's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. Oh, it is so wonderful and warm, Harry. Oh, I don't know if I could ever go without. Yeah. So I've been going through Tony Robbins' Five to Thrive over the last few days. And here we are at number 4. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. No, it's not that. It's number 4. Get a plan and take massive action. So many people drift along, don't they? And then they get depressed when nothing happens. I talk to some people, I say, what are you up to? And they say, oh, just plodding on. The fuck are you talking about? Just plodding on. This is your one life. Just plodding on what? Towards death. This is it. This is the chance. You've been dead for millions of years. And now you have this one explosion of opportunity. And you're going to be dead soon for another millions of years. And you're just using the time to do what? Plod on. Plod fucking on. The only thing that is allowed to plod on is little donkey. You know? Little donkey, little donkey. On a dusty road. That's the only thing. That's a donkey. Nothing against donkeys, but they want nothing. They plod on. That's what they do. They're asses. They're dumb asses. Nothing against donkeys, but you're not a donkey. So listen to Tony Robbins. Get a plan and take massive action. Be more like Harry Styles. Harry Styles plans ahead, my friends. Now, Harry Styles is famous to this regard for two things. Number one, being a world-famous pop star. He had a plan. So at school, he formed a band with potentially the most racist name for a band of all time, White Eskimo. After turning down the names White Afro and White Power. Then, of course, he went in for X Factor. And it was revealed why he went into X Factor, of course, in the final of X Factor, when he famously whispers something into the ear of winner Matt Cardle just after he wins the series. Now, this is incredibly revealing as to Harry's planning, meticulous planning. Don't forget, he was only 16 years old that time, sweet 16. But even by 16, he knew this is no time for plodding on. Donkeys only live till 25, so Harry knew at 16 you passed it almost, you're old. Yeah, particularly if you spend all day chugging Mary up and down a dusty road. To Bethlehem. Fucking lazy cow. Yeah, she was lazy. Thinks you can get pregnant without fucking. Lazy. What have you been up to, Mary? I'm just plodding on. What are you talking about? If you want a baby, you need to fuck. Let's see. Mary, you need to fuck. Believe me, I'm wise. I'm a wise man. I'm known as the wise man. What sort of prick wants to be known as the wise man? Do one. I'm going to tell my two mates about you, Mary. And they're also wise. Well, they sound like assholes too. Anyway, back to Harry Styles. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high. He had a plan. He clearly had a plan. As the first thing he shouts into Matt Cardle's ear when he wins X Factor. Was it congratulations, mate? Was it, oh, mate, you can stop plodding on now? No. It was the now world-famous line. Think how much pussy you're gonna get. You can get this on YouTube, and it's remarkable for so many reasons. But mainly, I think, two reasons. Number one, that's what Harry Styles' plan clearly was. That's what he was thinking. That was his focus. The music, the winning of X Factor, was just a byproduct. He was all about the pussy. And secondly, this is 2010, remember. This is not 1950. Harry Styles is 16 in 2010. Who says pussy? Have I missed something? I mean, I was obviously 16 once too and wanted to have lots of sex. But I cannot remember as a kid talking about pussy. At least when Donald Trump said it, he was talking about the whole woman. The pussy was just a part of the woman he was grabbing. When Harry Styles thinks about women, he only sees pussy. He thinks women are pussy. Pussy! Oh my God. And he had a plan, didn't he? To win X Factor so he could get all the pussy he'd been thinking about. But sadly, he had to go without. Because he didn't win X Factor, so he wasn't able to get any of that sweet pussy. And sadly, his plans have come to nothing. And he is now just plodding through life. Just dreaming about pussy. And what pussy would have tasted like had he been able to win X Factor. So now he just writes songs, doesn't he? Trying to imagine what it tastes like. And sadly, because he's never tasted pussy, he sounds like Steve Carell in The 40-Year-Old Virgin talking about breasts as bags of sand. Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. No, it doesn't. And it sounds just like a song. No. I want more berries. Yeah, you do, you're desperate. And the summer feeling, it's so wonderful and warm. All right. Yeah, okay, it is what, yeah. But that's just a guess, isn't it? Yeah? Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Definitely not. Have you seen the video? He's surrounded by beautiful women. Or as he would put it, beautiful pussy. And the awful thing is, he's not allowed any of that pussy because he didn't win X Factor. Only Matt Cardle is allowed pussy, which is why we haven't heard from Matt Cardle for years, because he's just been getting all the pussy he was going to get. Just acres of pussy. You saw his eyes, Matt Cardle's eyes, after Harry Styles said this to him, after he just won X Factor. It suddenly dawned on Matt Cardle, the avalanche, the tsunami of pussy was now hurtling towards him. And he thought, oh, fuck. I'm going to have no time now for making pop records because this cavalcade of pussy. And indeed he was right. He's now spent 11 years getting all the pussy. The only pussy he hasn't ever had is Mary's, because she ain't interested. Said she doesn't need dick. Because she's special. And she thinks that the world and a baby is going to drop at her feet without fucking and doing something about it. Well, I'm sorry. Miracles don't happen. You need to plan. Get off your ass or your donkey. Stop plodding along and plan. And learn from Harry Styles. If plan A doesn't come off, pussy, you can always have the consolation prize. A 27-year-old virgin dancing around on a beach, dreaming of what pussy tastes like. Still a good outcome. Still a good outcome, you know? Because right now... Oh, what's that on the beach as well? Donkey rides. That's you. That is you right now. Going round and round and round. In circles. Plan. Break free. Break free from your tether. Take massive action. Do it now, and you might win. And if you win, my God, imagine how much ball sack you're gonna get. Oh, imagine how much dick you're gonna get, Mary. Imagine how much dick you're gonna get. You're the mother. You're the mother of God. Oh, what a melon sugar high. Oh. And you know what dick tastes like? Ah, oh, it tastes like... Ah, oh, fucking courgettes. Dick tastes like fucking grass. It tastes like dry grass. It tastes like cheese, doesn't it?